Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Good Soil Podcast, where the Word of God meets ears, minds, and hearts, and by His grace grows a great harvest. I'm Aaron Fesenmeyer, pastor of York Evangelical Free Church, right here at the crossroads of the Midwest, York, Nebraska. And I'm grateful that you've joined me today. Welcome to the letter to the Colossians. Every letter that we have in our Bible is applicable to the church today, and this one rings home in some very special ways. Everywhere, at all times, we as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ face the need to answer two critical questions. Who is Christ, really? And how should we live in light of who He is? These are basic questions, but we might be discouraged when we look over a culture that has been influenced by Christianity to find how few people, even within the church, know the answers to these critical questions. And it is greatly serious that God's people answer these, for if we do not know what God has said to answer these questions, someone else will gladly jump up to the microphone and give us some godless nonsense that only has the smallest grain of truth in it. The church in Colossae needed to answer these questions. The Apostle Paul wrote this letter to a church he himself likely had never planted and had not even met, but he was aware of them, of their faith, and of the danger they faced. There was something false creeping around Colossae, some teaching that sounded very spiritual, a religion that would really get you to the spiritual experience that you longed for, and it was deadly. And today, ideas like this are rampant. We're not told exactly what it is, but the apostle told the Colossians in chapter 2, verse 8 of this letter, he says, "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ." So how are the Colossians not to be taken captive? They must answer the question, who is Jesus Christ, really? And this letter delivers one of the greatest statements of Scripture from the mouth of God, penned by the Apostle Paul, the man who is about the gospel of Jesus Christ, of who the Lord Jesus Christ really is. Everywhere, in every time and place, Christians need, more than anything else, a vision of their Lord that takes their breath away. The danger of falsehood is real, but God in the flesh is greater. This letter is very similar to the letter to the Ephesians in terms of content, so you might see some parallels, but this one to the Colossians emphatically lifts up Christ as God. The ancient church Nicene Creed says, "One Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made." Now, where did the Nicene Creed get their wording? The letter to the Colossians. Paul tells the Colossians that the God of the Old Testament, the Creator, is this God now become man, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to read it for yourself, but I can't help myself but read this to you. It's so good. This is the vision God has for His church to hear of His Son. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20, he writes, "He," that is Jesus, "is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together, and He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross." This is the Jesus of Colossians. This is the Jesus of the Bible. And there are two major themes that Paul introduces in the letter to both lift up Christ and counter the false teaching that minimized Christ. First, he emphasizes knowledge. And this isn't the kind of knowledge that Paul says puffs up. This is the kind of knowledge that goes hand in hand with love that builds up. Paul emphasizes the Colossians' need to continue in what he calls the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's from chapter 1, verses 9 through and 10. There's only one Lord and Savior, if the Colossians don't know who he is, they're going to get suckered by the latest self-help guru that slaps Jesus on their YouTube channel. Okay, maybe they went to hear the latest speaker at the local amphitheater instead of checking their smart device. But like I said, Colossians matters today. Secondly, that knowledge in the life of the Christian of who Christ is should always translate into a life more and more submitted under this amazing Christ. Paul desires that the church he's writing to would mature, that they would be living lives consistent with Christ's person and gospel, and not giving ground for false teaching. He advocates a full orientation of one's life and understanding around Christ as the impetus of godly living. As Abraham Kuyper famously said, there is not one square inch in the whole domain of our human existence over which Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not cry, "Mine." The letter to the Colossians is about real life in Jesus, who is life. We have some very basic but very challenging questions to answer as Christians. But praise God, he doesn't leave us in the dark about how to answer those. And he desires us to be confident in the one from whom the answers come, if we will listen when he speaks. So let's see and hear what God has to say in the letter of the Colossians. So I want to encourage you, pick it up and give it a read. As we start this book, let me pray for us as we receive God's word in the letter to the Colossians. Father in heaven, thank you for Jesus Christ, and thank you for your word that makes him known as he is. We pray for your Holy Spirit to give us understanding so that we would be steadfast in the truth, not captive by philosophy and empty deceit according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. Help us to see and know and be able to answer who Jesus Christ really is and how we should live. We trust you to guide us and transform our lives. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Good Soil Podcast. I'm enjoying reading the Bible with you. Let me encourage you to keep reading. His voice is worth hearing. Until I talk with you next, may God reap a great harvest in our midst as his word grows in good soil.